Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. So why do we do these calls? Well, my partner Paul and I believe in a flourishing world, or at least that it's possible, where everybody flourishes, where everybody's thriving, where every living system is thriving. And we believe that business as an entity, as a force, is well positioned, probably in the best position to, as a change agent, to move that idea forward. We know that it's, you know, it's a big goal, a big vision for a flourishing world that is unlikely to happen in our lifetimes, but we can get the ball in motion. And to do that, we need masterful leaders, people who know how to lead from their hearts, their inner wisdom, from their state of balance, from a state of authenticity, and their essence. So we provide this call to give people practice in doing that, because, you know, to become a master, it takes practice. So, and there's nothing more important or essential than practicing finding your own true north, your own essence, and being able to live and make decisions from that state of being. So that's why we offer this. And we're hoping that our weekly calls provide at least an oasis for people to check in and be able to dive deeply and find that place of peace and wisdom. And that will incite or catalyze making this a daily practice where you do it on your own. And over time, you'll become you'll be living from that state of being, you know, most of the time. So if we do that, and if a lot of people start doing that, we'll have this ripple effect that's going to make the world better. It's going to change how we operate, and a flourishing world is possible. So that's why we do it. And the way the calls work is I'll offer a short teaching at the beginning, and then I'll just lead everybody, hopefully, deep into your hearts, where you'll find this place that's expanded, where you'll get surprising answers to questions, where you'll just realize things about yourself that you didn't know, that you'll have this experience of being connected. And not sure how many or all of those will happen, because it's different every time, but that's what's possible, and that's what we're going to try to help you with. So tonight's teaching is really a takeoff on the teaching from last week. I was recording this call a week ago before the election results, right about the time the election results were beginning to come in. And the teaching last week was about dealing with anxiety, because I had been experiencing that around this election that was happening, where it seemed like, I don't know, I had this misgiving, I had this foreboding feeling that it was going to go not in the direction I was hoping, and that even if it did, the choices that we had were less than optimum, and whoever ended up winning the election at the presidential level was going to be really walking into a situation where the country was just so divided and so difficult to try to bring people together. And anyway, so now we're a week later, and we know what the results are. And I have to say that I had a very, very difficult couple of days. The wind was really out of my sails. My balloon had been popped. I was in a state of stun, I guess would be the state of shock and stunned, and I didn't quite know how to operate. It was surreal. But I've come to grips with the fact that the results were the results, and the person who won is the person who won. And I began to go into what does that mean, and how is the world going to change as a result. And I had a lot of really difficult thoughts about how things were going to, a lot of progress that had been made in my estimation were going to be undone, that our kind of our moral fiber had been compromised. And, you know, I went from I'm not going to support this person to well, I have to support this person too. How can I mitigate the damage, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it was all in my head. It was very unsettling. I was in states of anger, then depression, and then righteousness. And none of it was very productive. So when I sat in remembrance around this, I noticed that what I had completely lost track of and a completely lost connection with was the fact that I am connected, that behind and beneath and below and fundamentally surrounding me was a state of being of connection, that I'm never disconnected. I just forget that I'm connected. And when I got in touch with my connectedness with this place where I knew I was okay, then all these circumstances and these dire consequences that I was anticipating and I was scripting out my response to were really, really didn't matter. What mattered was to remember that I'm okay, that we're okay, that love wins, that connection is constant and cannot be interrupted. It can be disturbed, but it can't be broken. And we are all connected, and everything is connected. That's what a flourishing world is. It's the manifestation and the complete and total awareness of connection, how everything interrelates, how everything is together. What might look as the bad or the good or the neutral is really all part of a whole. It's all part of a unity of existence. And when I was in touch with that, then, you know, this disturbance I was having was diminished, disappeared actually, at least for a little while. And now it was a reminder that's where I need to go every time I get disturbed. And there's where I'll find my answers about what's required or what's being asked of me, that I can say yes or no to. I'm always in choice as well. And it was a very, very comforting, very expanded sense of, you know, the real reality, not my self-created reality that has all its limitations and is dependent on outside circumstances to be functional and to be fulfilling, when fulfillment is sitting right inside me every moment of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year. So I'm never without. And it doesn't mean that there aren't going to be difficulties, but I already have everything that I need to face them. And so the circumstances are not what I depend on. This state of being, of connection, of knowing I'm okay, of unity, of everything, is where I find my strength and courage and wisdom and knowledge of what's the truth and what's needed lies. So that's the teaching, and it's true for all of us. So please use this tool, use this practice, use this remembrance to remember that you're okay, that you have everything that you need, and you can, you know, you will be informed, you will be supported, you will be taken care of, regardless of what's going on the outside. The waters underneath, the storm on the surface, are just fine, and you belong. So let's do it. Let's go inside and try this out and see if we can experience that state. So we always start where we are, and that is, we're going to check our physical, emotional, and mental state of being, and then we're going to check in on our spiritual state of being as well, because we are both physical animals and spiritual beings. We are unique in that regard in all of creation. So starting with your feet on the floor, your rear end on the floor, or in the seat that you're sitting in with your back against the backrest or the wall, or however you're positioning yourself right now. Notice your connection with the earth. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your rear end in the seat, your back against the seat or the wall. And feel the sensation of gravity that's holding you in place here on this earth. That is, you are of, and it is of you, and to which you are very much connected and grounded in. So just notice and feel the effects and the quality of those effects. And now notice also that there is something else going on. There's a different connection besides a gravitational connection. There's an energetic connection, almost electrical connection, where you can become one with the earth. You feel, if you bring your attention to the bottom of your feet, you tune in, you'll feel this flow in this vibration, and you can actually allow your feet to melt into the earth. So there is the connection point is almost disappears. It's almost just undiscernible. And it's just one steady flow, one steady vibratory flow. So follow that up your body. Notice how the energy flows through your legs, lower legs, to your knees, to your upper legs, to your gluteal muscles and hamstrings, your quadriceps, your genitals, your lower belly, your sacrum, lower back. So tune in and notice, and you'll see that it's the same flow, but it changes its characteristics as you watch and as you experience. And you might find that it's constricted, and you might find that it's blocked in some areas. It's good information to have. So just keep going and noticing your belly, your solar plexus, your middle back and upper back, your chest. We tend to carry stress in our chest. It can tighten, same with our shoulders and neck and throat. If you notice that you're holding tension, you can just by noticing, it gives you the choice and ability to let go. You don't have to hold tension. We do it unconsciously, and we're trying to be conscious here. So keep going up. Notice your face, your chin, your mouth, your cheeks, your nostrils, your eyes and eye sockets, your forehead, your scalp. And now, kind of in your awareness, stepping back, noticing it all together as one state of physical being. And just noticing how it's flowing, not flowing, the strength of the connection in your awareness. Okay, so that's your current state of being for the start of this. Let's check our emotional state. What emotions are you aware of? There have been disturbances in the emotional realm in the past week, and really the past 2 years. But culminating last week and continuing. So what emotions are up for you? Could be joyful. That's perfectly fine and great. Please enjoy that. It could be other things. Could be fear. Could be anger. Could be kind of a sense of disconnection or loss or unsteadiness. So just notice your current state of emotional being. All right, let's check our mental state. And this is the activity level in your mind. It's not so much the content, but it's also the quality of that state, that quality of that content. Is it very active? Does it seem slow and steady? Does it seem disconnected or scattered, maybe is a better word? And how does that relate to your emotional state? Just noticing, this is good information. It tells us where we are to begin so that we can compare it to where we are when we finish the session. All right, now let's use our breath to go inside and we can check on our spiritual state, state of our heart. So take a couple of three easy breaths in, noticing what your being feels like when you're breathing in and breathing out. And as you exhale, you can allow yourself to relax a little more, just kind of let go on the exhale. And now we're going to do a couple of box breaths. So, box breath is inhaling to the count of four, holding for four, exhaling for four, holding for four to complete the box. You can imagine a box. And we're going to do that three times. So let's start with a deep count of four, inhale. Hold for four. Exhale for four. Hold. So I'm going to ask you to do that two more times. And on your exhalation, really let go. And allow yourself to just drop in on the exhalation and hold at the bottom. All right, two more times on your own. Okay. Now, during our remembrance session, if you find yourself up in your mind and you've kind of popped up in there and you realize it, you can use that box breath to return inside. So, now that we are in, let's check on the state of our heart. This is our connection from the outer to the inner, from our worldly life and our inner life, our real life, our spiritual life. So for purposes of bringing your focus, imagine you're inside your chest, 2 inches behind about the midpoint of your sternum. And what is the state of your heart right now? How open is your heart? How soft is your heart? How receptive does your heart seem? How heavy in terms of weight or lightness is your heart? If your heart had eyes, where are your eyes of your heart looking? Are they looking out, up, down, to the sides, behind? Where's your heart's vision focused? nothing right or wrong, nothing to fix, just information about our starting point. So now let's add the remembrance, your word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything you need, available all the time. You're never without. Just repeat that word or phrase and keep breathing and keep dropping in by letting go. No effort, just openness and receiving, intending to receive. So keep going, repeating, and noticing. Keep going, keep opening, keep letting go, drop in, notice how you are being supported right now. It can be very subtle, and it can be really obvious. So don't discount anything, just notice. Be as aware as possible. And if it seems like nothing is happening, then be curious about what is that like? What is nothing like? And keep remembering and keep noticing. If you should experience any aching, pain, discomfort in your body, you can refocus your remembrance into those areas and notice what happens. Otherwise, just stay in your heart with your attention there. Keep remembering. Keep letting go. And drink, receive, open. We're going to go for about another minute. Okay, so if you're getting help and you're still receiving, it's still coming in, please continue on your own as we close the call until you, reach a state of what feels like completion for now. And just remember that in our real life, our inner life, our essential life, we are exactly as we are meant to be. We are never disconnected. No one or nothing can ever take that away. We are whole. We are complete. And you're cared for. So have a flourishing day or evening, depending on what time you're listening. And we'll get back together again next week. Goodbye for now.